Good morning. It's May 18th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Before Dawn. It is always darkest just before the day dawns. Thomas Fuller, 1650. All of us have experienced the dark. Darkness, by definition, is the absence of light, and it is light that gives us life. Life that comes from the warmth and nourishment of the sun. It is the light that allows us to see and make our way in the world. Metaphorically, it is Christ, whom we Christians proclaim as the light of the world, who saves us from the powers of darkness and who guides us through this life and the next. No wonder darkness is associated with both evil and fear. There's a reason Darth Vader wore black. But darkness is also associated with depression. Many of us have found ourselves overwhelmed by circumstances, unable to cope any longer with the vicissitudes of life. As it seems that our options contract, we may slip gradually into a state of hopelessness, and that we know as depression. The darkness we experience can be in many forms. All believers have periods of doubt, times when they think that maybe they weren't really saved after all. They look at their own actions and, seeing the sin that we all find in ourselves, become convinced that their repentance was false and their rebirth a fiction. Some have the darkness descend when they lose a loved one or receive a bad prognosis themselves or have lost a job or see a family relationship deteriorating. Maybe the darkness you feel is that oppressing the entire world with secularism on the rise, the faithful dwindling, especially in the West. Yet in all these scenarios, Scripture rings true. We are not promised an easy life when we accept the gift of the gospel. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalm 34:19. And our Lord assures you himself, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. While you may find it your darkest hour yet in this life, yet on this world, still, you may be confident that the dawn arrives reliably and that the sun will rise again. Thomas Fuller, the English historian and theologian, coined our opening quotation. But King David put the concept on paper first in Psalm 30:5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Our perspective during the dark of night, whatever the cause, should be the same. We wait with patient endurance for the dawn, for as long as God deems it necessary. We wait hopefully, like the sailors of old, with our gaze turned toward the east, just as we are patient and hopeful for our Lord's return. We wait in stillness, unchanging in our beliefs, unchanging in our position, knowing that as adopted members of Christ's immediate family, he will ultimately rescue us from whatever our infirmity or insecurity, either in this life or the next. The dawn will come. Wait for it. Therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Micah 7:7. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Isaiah 30:18. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3:5. Dear Heavenly Father, we can talk a good game, but let's face it, it's hard to stay strong and patient when life throws us into the gutter, in the dark. But the light wouldn't be the light if there were no dark, and the sun wouldn't need to be the light of salvation if there were no darkness or evil. Direct your Spirit to strengthen us in our waiting through whatever circumstance has plunged us into darkness. That strength may come from the assurance that dawn is just around the corner, and with it, the bright light of our freedom in Christ. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.